Questions Podcast. Popping Questions Podcast number 35. So here's why we're in my kitchen. Because I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat. And I figured, why waste time like trying to do a podcast and waiting to eat? Why not just cook? It's not a cooking show. I'm just cooking while I'm answering 5 questions like we do every week. Except now, since we have a video element as well as an audio element, I figured y'all don't want to see me just sit down in the chair and ask questions. Y'all might want to see me doing something while I'm answering the questions. So, yeah, that's why I'm cooking while I'm doing this. And Jermaine is here.
What up?
He's
what
in
up?
The background. He is going to be asking me the questions. On the menu tonight is going to be salmon with corn on the cob. Here's the salmon. For the people that are just listening, you might want to tune into the video, and then you can see everything that I'm cooking. And asparagus. So, yeah, salmon is my specialty. Anyways, let's not waste any time. As we do every week, we have 5 questions, all anonymous, from our readers. They write to us at forumspring.me/JoesNC. And I don't know who they are. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what age they are or anything like that. They just send me these questions and I answer them. This week we have a couple of questions from guys. I want to advise everybody that you could also hit me at feedback@untilIgetmarried.com, and you could ask me questions there. If you email the questions, of course I see your name, but I still keep you anonymous, so don't worry about that. And if you want to hit me on Facebook, you should like Until I Get Married on Facebook, but you can also hit me on Facebook as well and just ask me a question, and I will be more than happy to answer it or feature it on an upcoming episode of Poppin' Questions Podcast. I hope that you guys liked the last one. We appreciate all the hits, all the people that went to YouTube and checked it out. The YouTube URL is youtube.com/UntilIGetMarried. Yeah, so youtube.com/UntilIGetMarried. That's how you can go in and check me out on YouTube. And we just decided, you know, like I said, sitting in the chair answering questions, not that fun. Maybe me answering some questions while I'm doing something that we do every day, like cook or something like that, that might be a little bit more fun. So you guys can watch me cook as I cook I don't cook every day, but when I cook, this is how I regularly cook while I'm answering these questions. So we're just going to go ahead and roll right into the first question, right? Poppin' Questions Podcast number 35. So Jermaine, give me the question, and I'm going to get started on the corn on the cob.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so the first question is, it's actually from a guy. So I have a girlfriend of about a month. Mm-hmm. That's out of the blue doesn't want to hang out with me anymore, right?
Right.
She's always had a typical BS excuse. Everything was good between us. Now I get this bizarre behavior. What should I do?
Well, you should ask her what's up. You know, the thing about it is that we're passive aggressive a lot of times. Women aren't used to men showing their emotions, getting upset, saying, yo, like what you're doing actually, it's hurting me. It's upsetting me. And so what you have to do is you have to make sure that she understands exactly how you feel. Let her know, hey, you're acting kind of strange. Let her know, I don't appreciate you going out all the time or making up some excuse as to why we can't hang out. It's this last minute stuff, but you have to make it crystal clear with her that the way that she's behaving is really affecting the way that you're feeling about the whole situation. They said they've been together for a month, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it hasn't been that long. And maybe she was the type of girl that liked to go out a lot, you know, back when you two were just kicking it.
Yeah.
And she's not used to, she got to get into girlfriend mode. Now, maybe girlfriend mode is something like, you know, for you, you want a girl that stays home. You want a girl that doesn't go out like that. You got to let her know that. If she don't like that, you got to let her go. You got to just let her know, you know, I can't really deal with this. That's really not my speed. You're going out a little bit too much for my taste. You're not really, like, taking the time that I need. And she just has to know exactly how you feel about her going out all the time. So don't ask me any more questions. Go to your girl. Tell her exactly what the issue is. And let her know that it's unacceptable, or not unacceptable, but hey, where are you going? But even before you ask where you're going, tell her, I don't like the fact that you're always canceling plans with me to go out.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going. What's up with this rude behavior? And that's really all you need to do, is just communicate with her, because you don't want to get in her business. That's what you don't want to do. You don't want to be like, so who are you going out with? Where are you always hanging out at when you tell me that we're not going to hang out? You don't want that situation. So just ask, just let her know, hey, I'm kind of feeling like, you know, neglected over here. I want some attention, and I'm tired of you flaking on me all the time. So that's what I would do in that situation. Next question, dog.
All right, number two. I'm in a long-distance relationship. My boyfriend is in the Army now, mm-hmm. and he seems to have changed a bit. I'm worried that when we finally see each other again, after what will have been a year, things will be different. What do I do?
Hold on. So, the boyfriend has been gone for a year.
Yeah.
And
in the Army.
He's in the Army. And now, they're about to see each other, and she's worried that he's going to change. They haven't seen each other for a year.
Well, she feels like he's changed a little bit thus far since he's been in the Army.
Uh-huh.
So, she's worried that when they see each other again, it'll be different.
Okay. A couple of things that you need to understand, young lady. The first thing being, the reason why he seems different right now is because the dynamics of your relationship are different right now. It's a long distance relationship. The man is in the Army. The man has a million other things to worry about every single day, as do you. Did you ever think that maybe he feels like you're a little different too? He feels like you're a little bit different too, probably because, once again, the dynamics of your relationship are different. They're no longer the same dynamics that you guys were dealing with maybe when you were like up close and always in each other's space. So that's the first thing you need to understand. The second thing that you need to understand is it's probably true that he did change. You know why? Because a lot happens in 1 year.
And he's in the Army, so you don't know.
And he's in the Army. So, I mean, but it's not even the fact that he's in the Army. The dude could be, like, going to med school. The dude could be going to law school. The dude could be away for a year. People change in a year. That's not, it's not a lot of time, but it's enough time. Enough time has passed that, hey, you know, people change, and you're just going to have to accept that. My suggestion to you would be, do not worry about how he's changed when you see him again. Because if it's a temporary amount of time that you two can spend with each other, you need to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And instead of worrying about who he used to be and why he isn't that person anymore, indulge yourself in the person that he is now. And enjoy that time with him. And don't worry about, like, what happened, why are you so different, except the fact that he is different. Look at that and ask yourself how you feel about that. If you feel like you like the new person, the person that he's become, because I've always felt like this. You like somebody for who they are, you date somebody for who they are, but you love somebody for who they become. And if this person is becoming a person that you don't like, that's one thing and you have to deal with that. But if you're more worried about the fact that this person isn't the person that you started dating, well, you have to accept the fact that people evolve, people change, people mature, and you have to ask yourself, do I like this new person that I'm with after a year? If you don't worry about it. He didn't change on you. He changed on everybody.
Yeah.
We change on everybody. So I would suggest be open to it, embrace it, don't worry about like pressuring him and you changed. Of course you changed. Deal with it. Next question.
Alright. I'm 21, dating a 30-year-old, so interesting. Get along amazingly, but we're at a standstill because we're questioning if a relationship is still worth it. I'm still in school and not ready for marriage. I'm overly mature for my age, and he overlooks my age, and he's ready for marriage. What should I do?
First of all, you're not overly mature for your age. I hate it when young people...
I know.
You want to know how somebody is like not mature or 21 years old? When they say, I'm mature for my age. That's first of all. Get off your high horse. You're not that mature.
Yep.
Second of all, you need to understand that even though you two get along, and he needs to understand this too, that even though you two get along, mm-hmm. right? Look, when I was in a relationship, I was 20 years old in a relationship with a 28-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. We got along famously. We got along so well. But we, the level to which we got involved with each other was all surface. We kind of looked at each other as escapes from our everyday life. And when you're using each other in that way, of course you're going to get along. You enjoy the fact that he's older and you don't have to deal with the riffraff of all those other college students that you see every day. He enjoys the fact that you're younger and you're not like bothering him the way that a woman his age might bother him. And now you two think that that means, or he thinks that that means that you two should be ready forever. And it doesn't mean that. But I say all that to say, you don't have to tell him any of that. I'm just explaining what's going on in his head and what might be going on in your head. What you do need to tell him is that you're not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
That you're just trying to have fun. That you're young. You need to remind him of that because you just said, I'm mature for my age. That's what he sees. He sees the fact that you're mature for his age, for your age. But, excuse the sizzling of the pan. Y'all are going to hear that for a while in the background. But, that's good. But, you're still not ready for a relationship, and therefore, he has to understand that, you know, he has to be reminded he is dealing with a 21-year-old woman who is still trying to have her fun, trying to go out, trying to do her own thing. So let him know, hey, just in case you forgot, I know this is cool, this is a great situation we have going on, but I'm not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
And you're at 30, you're 30 years old, if you're not ready for marriage right now too, this is a great situation, but if you are, you might want to just kind of keep me around until you find somebody that is.
What's up? Alright. What happens when a man climaxes emotionally and psychologically?
It's a good question, ma'am. Alright, so what happens when a man climaxes emotionally and psychologically? I'm about to share some personal business about myself and answer this question in a way that's showing, not telling. So, sometimes I think that I want to go see a girl. I think I want to hang out with her, right? And I know why I want to hang out with her, right? Because I want to sleep with her, okay? In order to kind of clear my head before I go out with her, I might take care of myself for the sake... This is so embarrassing. I can't even believe what I'm I'm answering the question.
Yo, like,
but I can't. Forget it. I don't care. There's not enough guys out here that say this. Say this, okay? So, once I do that,
I'm embarrassed now.
Jermaine's not going to shake my hand after this podcast. I climax, okay?
Wow, all right.
Once I climax, I'm usually capable of thinking more clearly about the situation. Did I really want to see the girl as bad as I thought I did? Am I really feeling her as much as I thought that I was feeling her? The answer is maybe no, maybe yes. But I know this, I feel much more comfortable with the decision that I'm making once I have a clear head. So, to answer your question, what happens to a man emotionally and psychologically after he climaxes? Emotionally, he gets his feelings straightened out. He knows exactly how he's feeling about that woman. Because when your feelings are motivated by this desire to have sex, that's how you know like what's really going on with your emotions. Psychologically, I'm like, do I want to hang out with her? Is she cool? Like, you know.
You got a clear head, though.
I got a clear head.
No pun intended.
Clear heart, clear head. That's what happens when I climax. Clear heart, clear head. I know exactly what I'm feeling. I know exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, that's my answer to that question. Hand me that knife. The big one. The big one, yep. Thank you very much. Okay. So, next question.
All right. I'd really like to hear your opinion about this situation. I'm turning 20 this Sunday.
20 years old.
Yeah.
20 years old.
I have a best friend, and I really mean that.
Is this question number 5?
Yeah, it's question number 5.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And of course, I have a best friend, and of course, she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those relationships where we became good friends, then started to like each other, but couldn't be together because she went off to college out of state.
So, best friends, best friends, they started to like each other, but they couldn't be together because
she went out of state for college.
She went out of state for college. All right, go ahead.
So she tries to control her emotions and feelings towards me so she doesn't get hurt. That's something she learned to do from prior situations with the numerous guys that have played her.
Okay.
It's really hard for me sometimes. Now, I'm not interested in a relationship with anyone else.
Okay.
But do you think I'm wasting my time when I could be living the single life like many men my age? Is there a point to be with a girl is there a point to be worrying about a girl that I'm not with? Right? So
right,
basically.
Right. You know, okay, no, I got all that.
Why is he worried about
that? I got all that. There's something that he said in the question that I really want to kind of clear up for him, because I think that he may be a little bit misled. Unless she's told him that specifically, I'm afraid of getting close to you because I've been played by other guys. Unless she told you that specifically, that may not be what's at work here. What may be at work here is, like you said, she went to college out of state. One of the reasons why she may be afraid of getting involved with you is because long-distance relationships are inconvenient.
Especially at 20.
Especially at 20. What is that? Sophomore year of college? Sophomore, junior year of college. So, you know, just understand that also could be a reason, and you should talk to her about that. You two are best friends. You two have shared the fact that you two have feelings for one another. But the other thing is, to your bigger question, which is, you feel like you're wasting your time, right? Is that what he said in the question? He feels like he wants to know, repeat the last part of that question.
Now, I'm not interested in a relationship with anyone else, but do you think I'm wasting my time when I could be living a single life like so many my age? Is there a point to be worrying about a girl I'm not with?
Young man, I'm going to give you the opposite of some wisdom that most people will give you. That there's plenty of fish in the sea. and that there's plenty of time to find the love of your life, right? That's what they all tell us, right? Yo, there's also plenty of time to be single. You have your whole life to be single. Okay, trust me, I know. Because as a young man, I was what they call a serial monogamous. And Jermaine is laughing because he knows.
I made up that word.
He knows. You didn't make that word up. So, I was a serial monogamous at a very young age, always feeling like I'm meeting these fantastic women and I'm going to be more than just, you know, like a casual relationship with them. That was my excuse. Like, no. This girl is like the kind of girl that you wife up. This is the kind of girl that you get into a relationship with. You just don't keep her on the side. Now, as I've gotten older, and I've begun to kind of demystify women and understand that all good people aren't necessarily meant to be in relationships with, I've realized it's good for me to be single. In me being single, I've realized I could be single for the rest of my life if I really want to, and so can you. You don't have to worry about being single right now. If you want a girlfriend, get your girl. Go after her. And that's the advice that I would give you, is that one, she is your best friend. So you already feel like you have some kind of connection with her. Two, you two have expressed the fact that you have feelings for one another. Three, you go after the great ones.
Yeah.
You go after the great ones. So I'm going to open the window. I got a fan in here. You go after the great ones, man. There's no rules except the fact that there's exceptions to every rule. And this woman sounds like she's an exception for you. Look, man, I understand that you may have all this peer pressure. Hey, you know, all my friends are out there telling me, like, I gotta get in on the single life. You got plenty of time to catch up with them. Plenty of time. But this girl right here sounds like she's someone special for you. It sounds like she's someone special to you. Go hard for her. Go hard for her. So that way she can never say that you didn't. And you can always say, I took my shot.
You tried.
If you two are best friends, like you say you are, you're going to find a way to stay best friends long after your pursuit of her is done. But every once in a while, there's someone that comes into our life that's worth a little bit more effort, that's worth changing up the way that we do things. And this girl sounds like that's the person for you right now. I'm gonna be real with you. It may not work. You may not get your girl. But you will learn valuable lessons because of it. It basically sounds to me that you love this girl. And the one thing I say about love is love is worth all the risks. Every risk that it takes to get your girl is worth it. So gamble on the great ones. Gamble on your best friend. Because I guarantee you, even if you lose, there will be a valuable lesson in that. This isn't just some girl. This is a best friend. This is a woman with whom you have a special connection with. So take your best shot. Good luck. I hope you two can find a way to be together now, but also keep in mind, best friends really don't ever go that far. You can find a way to be together later. Only time will tell. You have the rest of your life to be single, man. You only get a few tries to go after the one that you think is for you. So take that shot. And I think that is it. Still not done cooking dinner, but we're going to cut this off. Popping Questions Podcast, number 35. I hope that you all have enjoyed this. I hope that the background noise hasn't been too much and that you all were able to hear my questions. Feel free to hit me up at foreignspring.me/joesnc. Also, watch the podcast at youtube.com /UntilIGetMarried. UntilIGetMarried.com is where you can go ahead and hit me. Like Until I Get Married on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeZenc, J-O-Z-E-N-C. And I think that is it. I hope to get more questions from y'all soon. I hope y'all enjoyed this edition of the Popping Questions podcast. And until I talk to y'all again, everybody take care and be blessed.